Hi, Shalom. I am Simeon. And I have been waiting here. It's not unusual for a Jew, waiting that is. We have waited and waited. Oh, for 400 years in Egypt, we waited for a deliverer to come. For 40 years in the wilderness, we waited for the promised land. For decades in the promised land, we waited for a king. And for centuries in exile, we have waited. We have waited with the Assyrians. We have waited through the Babylonians, the Medes and the Persians. We have waited through Alexander and his Greeks. And now we are waiting with the Romans. Waiting, always waiting. Waiting for our Messiah to come. For the chosen one, the promised one, the Messiah to be revealed. But I know something. Something that makes all the waiting worthwhile. What do you know, Simeon, you ask? I say, wait a moment, I'll tell you. I know when he will come. Well, not exactly when he will come, but I know he will come, and I know he will come in my lifetime. How do you know this, Simeon? Well, wait a moment, I'll tell you. I know because he told me so. Well, how do you know, Simeon? Oh, nice question. Some things are too special to ever be spoken aloud. But I know. He told me. It was as clear as anything. The time of the consolation of Israel was near at hand. Well, that was many years ago now. But every day since I have come here, and I have waited. Waiting and watching. Watching and waiting. Waiting for the one to come. And in my spare time, I have studied everything available as to who this strange Messiah would be. Where would he come from? Who would he be? What would he do? The great scroll of Isaiah says that the virgin shall conceive and be with child, and she shall bring forth the child and name his name Emmanuel. So that means God with us. A virgin shall conceive. That's a clue, no? All right, so I watched. Perhaps she will be a young woman. Almost certainly so. Maybe no husband. Maybe alone. Or maybe with her parents. The little scroll of Micah. Perhaps you've heard this before. But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you be little among the many of Judah, yet out of you shall come one whose origins are of old, even eternal. Why, Bethlehem is only 6 miles hence. Surely if a Messiah comes from there, they will bring him to the temple, here to redeem him, for he must be a firstborn. And so I watch. And so I wait. So many questions. What sort of man would this be? There are other things. More prophecies. Many of the books speak of him being a son of David, descended from a royal line. So would he be from a political family? Perhaps the son of a ruling class member. But other prophecies overthrow those who held us in bondage, and he must need money to hire some sort of army to do that. so perhaps he will be the son of the rich. And yet there are others, those that speak of the restoration of Israel, the turning of the hearts to the fathers and the fathers to the sons. Surely he must be a great rabbi that will come to return us to true righteousness and do away with this pseudo-legalism. Perhaps then he will be the son of a priest. The years of waiting have tired me. I'm not the man I once was. Oh, my legs. They ache. The legs are the first to go, they say. And years of reading scrolls by candlelight have dimmed my eyes. I have to draw near to see. My back hurts and I can no longer stand straight. I can neither sit nor stand comfortably. And sometimes I find myself wondering if somehow I've missed him. If somehow he has already come and gone, or if perhaps I was mistaken. Sometimes I cannot help wondering whether or not I will not get up and come to sit and wait tomorrow. Yesterday changed all that. It began like every day begins. I checked to see if I could wake up in the morning, and finding that I could, I did. I had my little bowl of breakfast and began to make my way down those familiar roads to the temple. Shalom, Simeon, say those old people. They all know me now. I've passed so often. Shalom, peace, God be with you. I stopped for a moment to give a few coins to a poor little crippled boy, no more than 3. How can God see? I don't know. I saw sitting nearby him a young man, blind from birth. Such hardship. I got here just before the doors of the temple opened and took up my seat, sometimes sitting, mostly standing, pacing back and forth, reading through my scrolls at times, waiting, waiting. And then I saw them come through the gate. It was as if my eyes were 50 years younger. My vision was clear. And they were carrying that little baby. Something began to boil up inside of me, as if my ears were open and all the host of heaven began to sing. And my legs felt strong. And I could stand and walk. And inside I knew that thing I had waited for so many years. Here, Messiah. Perhaps the little couple could see on my face what I felt in my heart, for they didn't resist me when I took their little one. And as I peered into those dark eyes, I saw what we had been waiting for so long. And as I looked at that child, it was as if I was carried to a high mountaintop. And I could see light emanating from him beyond the borders of Israel to the very far corners of the earth. And as I opened my mouth to speak, out came the song of praise, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation prepared before all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to Israel. The little couple marveled at my words. Balmadzo. Well, you don't know what it means. But as I stood there, suddenly it seemed as if I was carried outside of the temple walls to stand and watch this child's life as it was passing before me. Dark and troubling things I saw. This child would cause the rise and fall of many in Israel and beyond. Why, in my vision I saw many faces, the young now old before me, Pharisees and priests that passed these temple gates, holy men of God with faces contorted with anger, rage, and jealousy because of this man. Who was this child? And then I saw that little one, that lame child, dancing and walking on the streets. And that boy, blind from birth, with eyes open wide. And I heard in my head the voice, "Blessed are the poor and the meek, and those that mourn, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And I saw this child raised as it were as a sign. And the world was judged by how they responded to him. And then I passed a place I've seen many times before, just outside the city gates, a hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull. And on that hill, the shadow of a cross. And on that cross, this child now grown to a man. And from his mouth, the words, "It is finished." What could it mean? Troubling things, exciting things. Who is this that brings such change to the world? What power does he possess to cause all men and women to make decisions based on him? I could not be sure. But a lifetime of reading, of studying, of praying told me that only God could bring such change. And so I am waiting. Waiting still. Not waiting for the Messiah to come, for he has come. I have seen him. Now I only wait to enter my final rest. My eyes have seen the salvation, the consolation of Israel, and truly it is a consolation for the whole world. You see, even today, this little one, grown to a man, this Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, is a sign that is held up for all people. And he will cause the rise and fall of many. Many there are who choose to live their lives apart from him, seeking to please God only with their own merits. To them will come those sorry words one day, "Away from me, for I did not know you." And yet there are others, those who recognize the fact that they are broken and needy, those who recognize the fact that there is more to this life than what they can see, who fall on their knees before him and say, "Save us from our sins, because we cannot save ourselves." And to those he has given the power to be called the children of God, and so it is that this child is still a sign today, the cause for the rise and fall of many. For many who are great on this earth will be nothing at all in eternity, and many who we see today who seem nothing at all will be great in heaven. Surely the consolation of Israel is given. What have you done with that child born in a manger? Perhaps you will turn with me in your hymnals to number 171.